Yo, sup guys, I'm very excited today, and you may want to know why. Well, actually, I am very excited this time. Well, I've always been excited, but this time, I figured out what I want to do with these podcasts. Now, I love producing. I love working with artists. I love doing all this. I love working with producers, all this. And it has come to my attention that's not all life has to offer. Or, actually, life has a lot to offer, but I want to sit with this. So I'm gonna start doing 3 uploads a week. But the thing is, 3 uploads a week, one of them uploads is gonna be something stupid, something funny, like this episode. This episode, if you're probably reading the title, it's some Shrek. I'm reading the entire Shrek script. Make this a series. I want to do this every week then. And I don't know how I feel about this. I just gotta copy and paste it before I started this segment. And I'm feeling really good about it. Now, you may be wondering, oh, you're just reading the Shrek script. Well, I'm gonna try to act out the voices. And I don't know, this is either gonna be really bad, and I might quit within the first minute of doing this, or I'm gonna stick through, because I'm not gonna quit halfway through it, because that's not in my fashion. And, anyways, a couple more things before we get into it. If you don't know me, I'm Beats for Feet, and on this episode of Beats for Feet Speaks, we'll be reading the entire Shrek 1 script with voice acting. And did you know you could follow a podcast? Like, whatever platform you're on, you should follow this podcast. I'm going to be dropping 3 times a week, try to. And it's going to be really fun today. Follow me on Beats for Feet on IG. I'm going to get on Twitter. I'm already on Facebook, but I don't use it that much. I just work with producers. Anyway, if you want to get to know me better, just hit me up on there. Ask questions. I am thinking about turning this into a solo podcast. I know I got Lil OP and his brother Young Mike coming on here on Saturday. Now that episode probably won't drop till after this one, because I already have an episode pre-recorded that was supposed to drop today, but I didn't feel like dropping it, so I'm gonna drop it tomorrow. And this one's probably gonna drop what, Saturday or Sunday, which means Lil OP and Young Mike is gonna drop Monday or Tuesday. And with that being said, I hope you have a good day. And I hope you enjoy this content, because it would be a real shame for me recording this and you didn't listen to it. And I may have a present for you at the end. I don't know what that will be. I will have something for you. I gotta figure that out. And anyways, let's hop on into this. Let's get into it. I'm not gonna waste your time. Shrek speaking. Once upon a time, there was a lovely princess, but she had an enchantment upon a fearful sword, which would only be broken by love's first kiss. She was locked away in a castle, guarded by a terrible, fire-breathing dragon. Many brave knights had attempted to free her from this dreadful prison, but none prevailed. She waited in the dragon's keep in the highest room of the tallest tower for her true love, and true love's first kiss. Like that's ever gonna happen. What a load of All-Star by Smash Mouth begins to play. Night near Shrek's home. Man 1. Think he's in there? Alright, let's get it. Whoa, hold on. Do you know who that was? Do you know what that thing was? Yeah. It'll grind your bones for it. Spread. Shrek sneaks up behind him and laughs. Yeah, well, actually, that would be a giant. Now, ogres, they're much worse. They'll make you suit from a freshly peeled skin. Men. No! They'll shave your liver, squeeze the jelly from your eyes. Actually, it's quite good on toast.
Back, back, beast, back! I warn ya!
Waves torch at Shrek. Shrek calmly licks his fingers and extinguishes the torch. The men shrink back away from him. Shrek roars very loudly, and his breath extinguishes all the remaining torches until the men are in the dark. Shrek.
This is where you run away. The men scramble away, he laughs. And stay out! Up a piece of paper.
Reds, wanted.
Free tall creatures, he sighs and throws the paper over his shoulders.
The next day. I'm not, okay, I gotta speak normal. Okay, I'm not gonna read the line, like the actual, what's happening. I'm gonna just read the script because I'm confusing it. guard.
Alright.
Alright. This is 1-4. Take it away. Move it along. Come on. Get up.
Head guard.
Next.
Guard.
Taking the witch's broom.
Give me that.
Your flying days are over. Breaks the broom in half.
Head guard. That's 20 pieces of silver for the witch. Next.
Get up. Come on. 20 pieces.
Little bear. The cage is too small.
Donkey. Oh, please turn around me. I'll never be stubborn again. I can change, please. Give me another chance.
Old one. Oh, shut up.
Donkey. Oh.
Head guard. Next, we have got Gepta. This little wooden puppet.
Pinocchio.
I'm not a puppet. I'm a real boy.
His nose grows.
Head guard.
5 shillings for the possessed toy. Take it away, Pinocchio.
Father, please, don't do this to them. Help me.
Gepta takes his money and walks off. The old woman steps up to the table.
Head guard. Next. What you have got,
old woman?
Well, I've got a talking donkey.
Head guard. Right. Well, that's good for 10 shillings, if you can prove it.
Old woman.
Oh, go ahead, little fella.
Donkey just looks up at her. Head guard.
Well?
Old woman.
Oh, he's just a little nervous. He's really quiet, a chatterbox. Talky bone-headed what?
Head guard. That's it. I've heard enough. Guards.
Old woman.
No, he talks. He does.
Pretends to be donkey.
I can talk. I'd love to. I'm the talkiest damn thing you've ever saw.
Head guard.
You're out of my sight.
Old woman.
No, I swear. Oh, he can talk.
The guards grab the old woman and she struggles with them. One of her legs follows and kicks the Tinkerbell out of Peter Pan's hands, and Cage drops onto Donkey's head. He gets sprinkled with fairy dust and is able to fly.
Donkey. Hey, I can fly.
Peter Pan.
He can fly.
3 little pigs.
He can fly.
Head guard.
He can talk.
Donkey. Ha ha, that's right, fool. Now I'm a flying talking donkey. You might have seen a house fly, maybe even a super fly, but I've never seen you see a donkey fly. Ha ha. The pixie dust begins to wear off.
Uh-oh.
He begins to sink to the ground. He hits the ground with a thud. Head guard.
Seize him!
Donkey takes off running.
After him!
Guards.
He's getting away. Get him. Take this way. Turn!
Donkey keeps running, eventually into strike. Literally. Shrek turns around to see who bumped him. Donkey looks scared for a moment and he spots the guards coming to his path. He quickly hides behind Shrek.
You there, ogre.
Eh?
By the order of Lord Farquaad, I am authorized to place you both under arrest and transport you to a designated resettlement facility.
Oh, really? You and what army? He looks behind the guard and turns him around. As well as see other men have run off. The guard tucks his toe and runs off. Shrek laughs and goes back to his business and begins walking back to his cottage. Donkey,
can I say something to you?
Listen, you was really, really, really something back there. Incredible.
Are you talking to...
He turns around and Donkey is gone.
Me?
He turns back around and Donkey is right in front of him.
Whoa!
Donkey, yes, I was telling you, can I tell? You and that was great back there. I mean, those guards, they was all of that. Then you showed up, and bam, they was tripping over themselves like babies in the woods. That's really made me feel good to see that.
Sure. Oh, that's great, really.
Donkey.
Man, it's good to be free.
Shrek, now why don't you go celebrate your freedom with your own friends,
Donkey.
But I don't have any friends, and I'm not going out there by myself. Hey, wait a minute. I got a great idea. I'll stick with you. You're mean, green, fighting machine. Together we'll score to spit out anybody that crosses us.
Shrek turns around and regards Donkey for a moment before roaring very loudly.
I'm gonna make the roar.
Roar!
Oh, wow. That was really scary, if you don't mind me saying. If that worked, your breath certainly will get the job done. Because you definitely need some Tic Tacs or something. Because your breath stinks. You almost burned the hair on my nose just like that time.
Shrek covers his mouth, but Donkey continues to talk, so Shrek removes his hand.
Then I ate some rotten berries. I had a strong gases leaking out of my butt that day. Shrek,
why are you following me?
Donkey, I'll tell you why. 'Cause I'm all alone. There's no one here besides me. My problems have all gone. There's no one to decide me. Because you gotta have faith.
Stop singing. It's no wonder you don't have any friends.
Donkey.
Oh, only a true friend would be that crucially honest.
Listen, little donkey. Take a look at me. What am I? Looks all up and down, Shrek. Really tall? Shrek. No, I'm an ogre. You know, grab your torch and pitchforks. Doesn't that bother you?
Donkey. No.
Shrek. Really? Really, really.
Oh.
Man, I like you. What's your name?
Shrek.
Shrek? Well, you know what I like about you, Shrek. You got that kind of I don't care what nobody thinks of me thing. And I like that. I respect that, Shrek. You're all right. They come over a hill, and you can see Shrek's cottage. Ooh, look at that. Would you want to live in a place like that?
That would be my home.
Oh, and it's lovely. Just beautiful. You know you're a real quiet decorator. It's amazing that you would have done such a modest budget. I like that boulder. That's really nice. I guess. Don't entertain much. Do you?
I love my privacy.
You know, I do too. That's another thing we have in common. Like, I hate it when you get in somebody's face, you're trying to get a hint, and they won't leave. There's an awkward silence.
Awkward silence.
Can't stay with you.
What?
Can't stay with you, please?
Sarcastically, Shrek.
Of course. Really? No. Please, I don't want to go back there. You know, what it's like to be considered a freak.
Pauses while you listen to Shrek.
Well, maybe you do. But that's why we gotta stick together. You gotta let me stay. Please, please. Okay, okay.
But one night only.
Ah, thank you. He runs inside the cottage. What are you?
Donkey hops onto the chair.
No, no. This is, we gonna have fun. We can stay up late, swapping men stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Oh. Where do, I sleep?
Outside. Oh, shoot. Where do I, sleep?
Outside.
Oh. Well, I guess that's cool. I mean, I don't know you, and you don't know me, so I guess outside's the best. You know. Here I go. Good night.
Shrek slams the door, sigh.
I mean, I do like the outdoors. I am a donkey. I was born outside. I'll just be sitting here by myself. I guess you know, by myself, outside. I'm all alone. There's no one here besides me.
Whew. I'm gonna take a quick break. That ends scene one, chapter one. I don't know. Whew. Oh, let me explain something to you. This will be, I don't know if I'm going to record this all in one day, it may not be. I'm going to do my normal voice from now on as Shrek, and then I'm going to change the voices up, because my main voice for Shrek, he's the protagonist. Only makes sense how I speak normal for him. Shrek's cottage night. Shrek is getting ready for dinner. He sits himself down, and the lights and candle made out earwax. He begins to eat, and hears a noise. He stands up with a huff. To Donkey. I thought I told you, stay outside.
Donkey. I am outside. There's only another noise. And Shrek turns to find a person.
That made the noise. He sees several shadows moving. He finally turns and spots three blonde mice on the table. Blonde mouse.
Well, gents, it's a far cry from here, the farm. But what choice do we have?
Blonde mouse too.
It's not home, but it'll make just do.
Gordo, bouncing on a slug.
What a lovely bed!
Shrek. Got ya. But it escapes and lands on his shoulder. Gordo.
I found some cheese!
Bought Shrek's ear.
Ow!
Gordo.
Bia! Awful stuff! Is that you, Gordo? How did you know?
Enough! He grabs three mice. What are y'all doing in my house? He
He got spun from behind and dropped some ice. Hey! With Snow White on the table. Wait, what? Oh, no. No, no, no. Dead broad on the table.
Why are we supposed to put her? The bed's taken.
Huh? Shrek marches over there to the bedroom and finds the curtain. The big bad wolf sitting there in the bed. The wolf just looks at him.
What?
Says the big bad wolf. Tom laps. Shrek now has a big bad wolf by the collar and dragging him to the front door. Shrek. I live in a swamp. I put up signs. I'm a terrifying ogre. What do I have to get a little privacy? He opens the door and throws out the wolf. And wolf sees all the collected fairy tale creatures on his land. Oh, no, no. The three bears sitting at the fire. The Pied Piper is swinging and the Piper and rats are all running him. Some elves are directing fire traffic and the fairies and witches can land. Shrek. What are you doing in my swamp? Echoes to everybody in false silence. Gasping her all around. The three good fairies hide in the tent. Shrek. All right, get out of here. All of you. Come move it. Come on. Let's get out. Hoppy-a. 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 Hey, quickly. Come on. More dwarves run inside the house. No, 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 no. Not in there. Not in there. Oh. Donkey.
Hey, don't look at me. I didn't invite them.
Pinocchio.
Oh, gosh. No one invited us.
Shrek. What? Pinocchio.
We were forced to come here.
Shrek. By who? Little Pig.
Lord Farquaad. He huffed and puffed and he signed an eviction notice.
Shrek, heavy. Ugh.
Alright. Who knows where this Farquaad guy is?
Everyone looks around and nobody answers. Donkey.
Oh, I do. I know where he is.
Does anyone else know where to find him? Anyone at all?
Me. Me.
Shrek. Anyone.
Oh, Pygmy. Oh, I know. Me.
Ugh. Okay, fine. Attention all fairy tale things. Do not get comfortable. Your welcome is officially worn out. In fact, I'm going to see this Farquaad guy right now and get all of you off my land and back where you came from. Pause. Then the crowd goes wild. Oh, to Donkey. You're coming with me, Donkey.
All right, that's what I like to hear, man. Shrek and Donkey, two stalwart friends off a whirlwind big city adventure. I love it. On the road again. Sing it with me, Shrek. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Shrek, what did I say about singing?
Can I whistle?
No.
Can I hum? All right, hum it.
This concludes scene 2. On to scene 3. Duloc Kitchen. A masked man is torturing the gingerbread man. He continually dunking him across the milk where Farquaad walks in. That's enough! He's ready to talk. Then gingerbread man pulls out the milk slammed onto the cookie sheet. Farquaad walks and laughs over to the table. However, when he reaches the table, he sees that he goes up to his eyes. He clears his throat, and the table is lowered. He picks up the gingerbread man's legs and plays with him. Run, run, run! As fast as you can! You can't catch me! I'm the gingerbread man! Gingerbread,
you're a monster!
I'm not the monster here. You are. You, and the rest of that fairy tale trash, poisoning my perfect world. Me, where are all the others? Gingerbread.
Eat me!
He spits into Lord Farquaad's eye. I've tried to be fair to you creatures. Now my patience has reached its end. Tell me, or I'll... He makes as it to himself, pull off the gingerbread man's buns.
No, no, not the buttons. Not my gumdrop buttons.
All right, where is he? Who's hiding them?
Okay, I'll tell you. Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man.
Yes, I know the Muffin Man. Who lives on Dunvery Lane?
Well, she's married to the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man.
She's married to the Muffin Man.
The dwarf.
God.
The door opens and the head of the guard walks in.
My lord, we found it. Then what? What are you waiting for? Bring it in.
More guards entering, carrying something that is covered by a sheet. They hang up whatever is and remove the sheet. It's a magic mirror. Gingerbread Man and all.
Oh!
Magic mirror?
Don't tell him anything. Farquaad picks up and dumps it into a trash can.
No!
Wait, oh no, that's Gingerbread.
No!
Farquaad. Evening mirror? Mirror on the wall? So not the most perfect kingdom of them all. Mirror speak. Actually, I don't know how to do the mirror's voice.
Well, technically, you're not a king.
Felonious? Felonious holds up a hand mirror and smashes it with his fist.
You were saying?
Mirror.
What I mean is you're not a king yet, but you can become one. All you have to do is marry a princess.
Go on.
Mirror. So just sit back and relax, my lord, because it is time for you to meet today's eligible bachelorettes. And here they are. Bachelorette number one. One is mentally abused, shut in from a kingdom far, far away. She loves shoes, she loves sushi, and hot tubbing anytime. Her hobbies include cooking and cleaning for her two evil sisters. Please welcome Cinderella.
Shows picture of Cinderella.
Bachelorette number two is a cape-wearing girl from the land of fancy. Although she lives with seven other men, she's not easy. Just kiss her dead, frozen lips, and find out where the water is. Come on, give it up for Snow White. Shows picture of Snow White. And last, but certainly not least, Bachelorette number three is a fiery redhead from a dragon-guarded castle surrounded by hot, boiling lava. But don't let that cool off. She's a loaded pistol who has piña coladas and gun to rain. Yours for rescuing Princess Fiona. Shows picture of Princess Fiona. So, will it be Bachelorette number one, Bachelorette number two, or Bachelorette number three?
Guards. Two, three. Fiona's. Three. Holds up two fingers. Picks up number three.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, number three. Mirror.
Lord Farquaad, you've chosen Princess Fiona. Princess Fiona, she's perfect. All I have to do is just...
Farquaad's part. Princess Fiona, she's perfect. All I have to do is just find someone who can go...
But I probably should mention this little thing that happens at night.
I'll do it.
Yes, but after sunset...
Silence!
I'll make Princess Fiona my queen. And Duloc, and finally have the perfect king. Captain, assemble your finest men. We're going to have a tournament.
Smiles evilly.
Duloc parking lot, Lancelot section. Shrek and Donkey are coming out of the field right by the parking lot. The castle itself is about 40 stories high.
But that's it. That's right there. That's Duloc. I told you you'll find it.
Shrek.
So that must be the Lord Farquaad Castle.
Yeah, that's the place.
Do you think maybe he's compensating for something? He laughs but then groans as Donkey doesn't get the joke. He continues walking through the parking lot. Donkey.
Hey, wait up, Shrek.
Man.
Hurry, darling.
We're late. Hurry.
Shrek. Hey, you. The attendant who is wearing a giant head that looks like Lord Farquaad screams at the...
Wait, is this dialogue or... Oh, that's not... That's some narration.
I'm skipping that.
Do what?
They look all around, but all is quiet.
Shrek. It's quiet. Too quiet. Where's everybody? Donkey.
Hey, look at this. Donkey runs over a pool and puts a box marked information. The music winds up and then there's a little when people inside and they begin to sing.
Do I have to sing?
Yes.
Actually, no. I'm not singing.
Donkey.
Well, let's do that again.
Make sure you run over and pull over again. Shrek grabs on his own horn.
No. They hire a trumpet pharaoh and then heads over to Arena. Farquaad.
Brave knights, you're the best and the brightest in all of the land. Today, one of you shall prove himself.
As Shrek and Donkey walk down the tunnel into the arena, Donkey is humming and Doo-Wop sings song.
Shrek. All right, you're going the right way for a smacked bottom. Sorry about that.
Farquaad.
The champion shall have the honor, no, the privilege to go forth and rescue the lovely Princess Fiona from the fiery keep of the dragon. If for any reason the winner is unsuccessful, the first runner-up will take his place, and so on and so forth. Some of you may die, but it's a sacrifice I am willing to make. Cheers. Let the tournament begin!
As he notices Shrek.
Oh, what is that? It's hideous!
Shrek turns to Donkey and then back up, and then back at Farquaad.
That's not very nice. It's just a donkey.
Farquaad, indeed.
Nice. New plan. The one who kills the ogre will be named champion.
Have it him. Men. Get him!
Shrek.
Oh, hey, now come on. Hang on now. Bumps into a table where the mugs are of beer crowd.
Go ahead. Get him.
Shrek holds up a mug of beer.
Can't we just settle this over a pint?
Crowd. Kill the beast.
Shrek.
No. All right, then. Drinks the beer. Come on.
I'm not reading that dialogue. He basically fights him. And so.
Donkey. Hey, Shrek. Tag me in.
Shrek comes over and bangs on the man's head against Donkey. Shrek gets up in the ropes and interacts with the crowd.
Shrek. Yeah.
And a man tries to sneak up behind him, Shrek, but Shrek turns in time and sees him. Woman.
The chair. Give him the chair.
Shrek smashes the chair over the guy's back. Finally, the men are down. Donkey kicks one of them in the helmet and dings sound the end of the match. The audience goes wild.
Shrek. Oh, yeah? Ah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm still here. I'm here till Thursday. Try the veal. Ha.
The laughter stops as all the guards turning their weapons on Shrek.
Hey, guard, shall I give the order, sir?
Farquaad.
No, I've a better idea, people of Duloc. I give you our champion.
Shrek.
What?
Farquaad.
Congratulations, ogre. You have won the honor of embarking on a great and noble quest.
Shrek.
Quest?
I'm already here on a quest. A quest to get my swamp back.
Farquaad.
Your swamp?
Yeah, my swamp. Where you dumped those fairy tale creatures?
Indeed. All right, ogre. I'll make you a deal. Go on this quest for me, and I'll give you your swamp back.
Exactly what is it? Farquaad.
Down to the last slime-covered toadstool.
And the squatters?
As good as gone.
What kind of quest?
Tomlats, Donkey, and Shrek are now walking through the field, heading away from Duloc. Shrek is marching on an onion, munching on an onion.
Donkey, let me get this straight. You're gonna go fight a dragon and rescue a princess just so Farquaad will give you back a swamp, which you only don't have because he filled it with freaks in the first place. Is that about right?
You know, maybe there's a good reason Donkey shouldn't talk.
I don't get it. Why don't you just pull some of that ogre stuff on him, throttle him, lay siege to the fortress, grinds his bones to make your bread, the whole ogre trip.
Shrek. Oh, I know that. Maybe I could have decapitated an entire village and put their heads on a pike, gotten a knife cut open their spleen and drink the fluids. Does that sound good to you?
No, not really. No.
For your information, there's a lot more ogres than people think.
Example? Okay, ogres like onions.
He holds out his onion. Donkey sniffs the onion.
They stink.
Wait, no.
They stink.
Shrek. Yes, no. Donkey.
They make you cry.
No.
You leave them in the sun, they get all brown, start sprouting little white hairs.
No! Layers! Onions have layers! Ogres have layers! Onions have layers! You get it? We both have layers! He loses his sign, walks off. Donkey's trailing after Shrek. Oh!
Wait. Oh! You both have layers! Oh! Sniffs. You know, not everybody likes onions. Cake! Everybody loves cake! Cakes have layers.
I don't care what everyone likes. Ogres are not like cakes.
You know what else everyone likes? Parfaits. Have you ever met a person you say, let's get some parfait? They say, hell no, I don't like no parfait. Parfaits are delicious.
Shrek. No, you dense, irritating, miniature beast of a burden. Ogres are like onions. End of story. Bye-bye, see you later.
Parfaits may be the most delicious thing on the whole damn planet.
You know, I think I prefer you humming.
Do you have a tissue or something? I'm making a mess. Just the word parfait makes me start slobbering.
They head off. There's a montage of their journey, walking through a field of sunset. Under the bright moon, Shrek trying to put out a campfire, next day having a bit of problem, so his donkey pees on the fire to put it out. And that ends scene 3. Oh shoot, I'm already 30 minutes into this podcast, and I'm gonna take a little break or something, and I'll see you in like 2 seconds, because I'm about to end this podcast, or this segment. On to scene 4. Oh no, I'm still recording it from I'm still the same day, same first day. Voice is going a little hoarse. I don't know. I mean, looking at it right now, I think I'm about a fourth of the way through. And that took me about 45 minutes to record. So, it's 7 o'clock right now. Shoot. I may be out here till 9:30 tonight doing this, but it's worth it because, honestly, I read the whole Shrek script and voices. Let's get on to it. Dragon Keep. Shrek and Donkey are walking up into the street that's supposed to be the house of Princess Fiona. It appears like a giant volcano. Donkey sniffs.
Oh, Shrek, did you do that? You gotta warn me somebody before you just start crack one off. My mouth was open and everything.
Believe me, Donkey, if it was me, you would be dead. Sniffs. It's Brimstone. We must be getting closer.
Yeah, right, Brimstone. Let me tell you about Brimstone. I know what I smell. It wasn't no Brimstone. It didn't come from no stone either.
They climb up the side of the volcano, keeps looking down. There's a small piece of rock right there in the center where it is on the castle. It is surrounded by boiling lava. It was very forbidding. Sure, it's big enough, but look at the location. Laughs, then he turns to laugh into a groan.
Shrek, I remember when you said ogres have layers.
Eh?
Well, I've a bit of a confession to make. Donkeys don't have layers. We wear our fair right out and where anybody could see.
Wait a second. Donkeys don't have sleeves?
You know what I mean.
You can't tell me you're afraid of hives.
No, I'm just a little uncomfortable about being on a rickety bridge over a boiling lack of lava.
Come on, Donkey. I'm right here beside you, okay? If
For emotional support, we'll just tackle this thing together. One little baby step at a time.
Really?
Really? Really? Okay.
Okay. That makes me feel so much better.
Just keep moving, and don't look down.
Okay, don't look down, don't look down, don't look down. Keep on moving, don't look down.
He steps onto a running board and ends up looking straight down into the lava.
Shrek, I'm looking down. Oh God, I can't do this. Just let me off, please.
Shrek, but you're already halfway there.
But I know that's half safe.
Okay, fine. I don't have time for this. You go back.
Shrek. No, wait.
Shrek, just donkey. Let's have this dance. And Shell Me bounces and sways the bridge.
Don't do that.
Shrek, oh, I'm sorry. Do what? Oh, this? Bounces the bridge again.
Yes, that.
Yes. Yes, do it again. Okay. Continues to bounce the bridge and sways back donkey across the bridge.
No, Shrek. No, stop it.
You said do it. I'm doing it.
I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die, Shrek. I'm gonna die. Oh!
Shrek. That'll do, donkey. That'll do. Walks towards the castle.
Cool. So where is this fire being painted in that kid anyway?
Inside, waiting for us to rescue her.
I was talking about the dragon, Shrek.
Inside the castle.
You afraid?
No. No.
But, shh. Oh, good. Me neither,
sees a skeleton and gasps.
Because there's nothing wrong with being afraid. Fear's a sensible response to an unfamiliar situation. A familiar, dangerous situation, I might add. With a dragon that breathes fire and eats knights and breathes fire. It doesn't mean you're a coward if you're a little scared. I'm sure...
I cannot...
I'm sure as heck. Ain't no coward. I know that.
Donkey, two things, okay? Shut up. Now go over there and see if you can find these stairs.
Stairs? I thought you was looking for the princess.
Shrek putting a helmet on.
The princess will be up these stairs in the highest.
Oh, no, this Shrek. The princess will be in the stairs in the highest room in the tallest tower.
What do you think she'll be doing in there? I read in a book once.
Walks off.
Cool. You handle the dragon. I'll handle the stairs. I'll find those stairs. I'll whip her butt too. Those stairs won't know which way they're going.
Walks off. Empty room. Donkey is still talking to himself as he looks around the room.
I'm gonna take drastic steps, kick it to the curb. Don't mess with me. I'm the stair master. I mastered the stairs. I wish I had stepped right here. I'd step all over it.
Elsewhere, Shrek spots a light in the tallest tower window. Shrek, well, at least I know where the princess is, but where the donkey?
Dragon!
Donkey gasps and takes off running as the dragon roars. Shrek manages to grab Donkey out of the way just as the dragon breathes fire. Shrek, Donkey, look out! He manages to get a hold of the dragon's tail. Gotcha! The dragon gets irritated and this flicks it. Shrek goes flying through the air and crashes into the roof of the tallest tower. Fiona wakes up with a jerk and is lying on the floor. Donkey.
Oh!
Donkey gets concerned. The dragon knocks away, but a small part of the bridge he is on. Donkey.
No! Oh, no, no!
The dragon roars.
Oh, what large teeth do you have?
The dragon growls.
I mean, white, sparkling teeth. I know you probably hear this all the time from your food, but you must bleach, because this is one dazzling smile you got there. Do I detect a hint of minty freshness?
And you know what else? You're a girl dragon. Oh, sure. I mean, of course you're a girl dragon. You're just reeking over feminine beauty.
The dragon begins fluttering her eyes at him.
What's the matter with you? You got something in your eye? Oh man, I'd really love this story. But no.
The dragon blows a smoke ring into the shape of a heart right at him and coughs.
I'm an asthmatic. I don't know if it'd work out if you're gonna blow smoke rings, Shrek.
The dragon picks him up with the teeth and carries him off.
No, Shrek! Shrek! Shrek!
Okay, I gotta chill with this. I'm in a parking lot right now, recording this. And so I may have to drive back home in all of that. And my voice is going hoarse, but okay, Fiona's room. Shrek groans and gets up off the floor. His back is at Fiona, so the straightness in her dress and lays back down on the bed. She then quickly reaches over and gets the bouquet of flowers on the side table. Then she lays back down and appears to be asleep. Shrek turns and goes over to her. He looks down at Fiona for a moment and she puckers her lips. Shrek takes her by the shoulders and shakes her away. Oh, I now got serene Fiona. Oh, wake up. What? Are you Princess Fiona? I am, awaiting a knight so bold as you to rescue me. Oh, that's nice. Now let's go. But wait, Sir Knight, this be of our first meeting. Shouldn't it not be this wonderful romantic moment? Yeah, sorry, lady, there's no time. Hey, wait, what are you doing? You should sweep me off my feet out yonder the window and down route me onto the valiant steed. Shrek, you've had a lot of time to plan this, haven't you? Fiona smiles. Shrek breaks the lock on her door and pulls her out down the hallway. But we have to savor this moment. You could recite an epic poem for me. A ballad? A sonnet? A limerick? Or something?
I don't think so.
Can I at least know your name of my champion?
Shrek?
Sir Shrek
clears and holds out a handkerchief.
I pray that you take this favor as a token of my gratitude.
Thanks. Suddenly they hear the dragon roar. Feel surprised.
You didn't slay the dragon?
Yeah, I'm gonna start speaking like that.
It's on my to-do list. Now come on.
Takes off running and drags Fiona behind him.
But this isn't right. You were meant to charge in, sword drawn.
I thought it said bowler.
Banner flying. That's what all the knights did.
Yeah, right before they burst into flames.
That's not the point.
Shrek suddenly stops and runs into him.
Oh.
Shrek ignored his hand to the wind floor on the side.
Wait, where are you going? The exit's over there.
Shrek, well, I have to save my ass.
Fiona.
What kind of knight are you?
One of a kind. Opens the door into the throne room. Donkey.
Slow down.
Well, yeah, okay.
Slow down. Slow down, baby, please. I believe it's healthy to get to know someone over a long period of time. Just call me old-fashioned.
Laughs weirdly. We see him up and close from a distance as Shrek sneaks into the room.
I don't want to rush into a physical relationship. I'm not emotionally ready for commitment of this magnitude. Really is the word I'm looking for. Magnitude. Hey, that is one of the physical contact. Hey, what are you doing? Okay, let's just back it up a little and take this one step at a time. We really should get to know each other first as friends or pen pals. I'm not on the road a lot, but I just have receiving cards. I'd really love to stay, but don't do that. That's my tell. That's my personal tell. You're going to tear it off. I don't give permission. I don't give consent. What are you going to do with that? Hey, no. No way. No, 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 no. Oh.
Shrek grabs a chain that's connected to the chandelier and swings toward the dragon. He misses and swings back. He looks up and spots the chandelier is right above the dragon's head. He pulls on the chain and releases the fall and the bumps of the donkey brought onto the dragon and is about to kiss him. Instead, the dragon kisses Shrek's butt. She opens her eyes and sees this and roars. Shrek lets off the chain and the chandelier falls onto her head, but it's too big and goes over her head and forms a sort of collar for her. She roars again and Shrek and Donkey take running off, very Matrix style. Shrek grabs Donkey and then grabs Princess Fiona and runs out. Donkey,
"Aye, Princess."
"It talks?" "Wait, no."
"It talks?"
"Yeah, it's getting to know him. That's the trick." They all start screaming as the dragon groans on them. Shrek spots a descending slide and jumps down on it, but unfortunately there is a crack in the stone and it hits Shrek right in the groin. His eyes cross as he reaches the bottom of the slide and stumbles off and walks weirdly. Shrek gets close to him and exits and sets Donkey and Fiona. "Okay, you two, hurry for the exit. I'll take care of the dragon." Shrek grabs the sword and heads back to the interior of the castle. He throws the sword down between several overlapping chain links. Chain links are a chain to a chandelier that is still around dragon's neck. Shrek,
"Run! Run! Run! Run!"
They all take off into the exit pursuit. They make it to a bridge across. Dragon breathes fire. As the bridge begins to burn, they all hang for dear life as the ropes begin to collapse. They are swung from side to side as they hang upside down in horror. And the dragon makes to fly over the boiling lava to get them, but suddenly the chandelier on the chain jerks and the dragon is back and she is unable to get them. Our gang climbs quickly to safety and the dragon looks angrily and gives them a sad whimper as she watches Donkey walk off. Fiona, sighing down the volcano,
"You did it! You rescued me! You're amazing!"
Behind her, Donkey falls onto the hill.
You're wonderful. You're..."
Turns and sees Shrek down the hill and...
"A little unorthodox, I'll admit, but that deed is great and thy heart is pure. I am eternally in your debt."
Donkey clears his throat.
"And where would a brave knight be without his noble steed?"
"I hope you heard that. She called me a noble steed. She thinks I'm a steed."
"The battle is won. You may remove your helmet, good Sir Knight."
No.
"Why not?"
"I have helmet here."
"Please, I wouldn't look upon the face of my rescuer."
Shrek, no, you wouldn't.
"But how would you kiss me?"
Shrek, what? To Donkey, that wasn't in the job description.
Maybe it's a perk."
"No, it's destiny. Oh, you must know how it goes. A princess locked in her tower and beset by a dragon is rescued by a brave knight. And then they share true love's first kiss."
Donkey.
"With Shrek? Wait. You think that Shrek is your true love?"
"Well, of course."
Both Donkey and Shrek burst out laughing.
"You think Shrek is your true love?"
"What is so funny?"
"Let's just say I'm not the type, okay, Fiona?"
Oh, that's Shrek's line. "Let's just say I'm not your type, okay, Fiona?" "Of course you are. You're my rescuer now." "Oh, no, Fiona."
"Of course you're my rescuer. No, remove your helmet,
Shrek." "Look, I really don't think this is a good idea."
"Just take off the helmet."
"I'm not going to."
"Take it off."
"No."
"Now."
Shrek. "Okay, easy, as you command, your highness." Takes off the helmet.
You're an ogre.
Oh, you were expecting Prince Charming?
Well, yes, actually. Oh, no. This is all wrong. You're not supposed to be an ogre.
Princess, I was sent to rescue you by Lord Farquaad, okay? He's the one who wants to marry you.
Then why did you come to rescue me?
Good question. You should ask him that when we get there.
But I have to be rescued by my true love, not by some ogre and his pet.
Well, so much for the noble steed.
You're not making my job any easier here.
I'm sorry, but your job is not my problem. You can tell Lord Farquaad that if he wants to rescue me... If he wants to rescue me properly, I'll be waiting for him right here.
Shrek. Hey, I'm no one's messenger boy, alright? Ominous. I'm a delivery boy. He swiftly picks her up and swings her over his shoulder like she was a sack of potatoes.
You wouldn't dare put me down!
Shrek. You coming, donkey?
I'm right behind you.
Put me down, or you will suffer the consequences. This is not dignified. Put me down.
They're in the woods. A little time has passed, and Fiona has calmed down. She hangs here limply. Ooh, I'm almost halfway done. Hangs here limply as Shrek carries her.
Okay, so here's another question. Say there's a woman that digs you, right? But you really don't like her that way. How do you let her down really easily so you don't hurt her feelings, but you don't get burned to a crisp and eaten?
You just tell her she's not your true love. Everyone knows what happens when you find her.
Shrek drops her on the ground.
Hey, the sooner we get to Duloc, the better.
You're gonna love it there, princess. It's beautiful.
And what's of my groom-to-be, Lord Farquaad? What's he like?
Let me put it this way, princess. Men of Farquaad's stature are in short supplies. Shrek then proceeds to splash water onto his face to wash off the dust and grime.
I don't know. There are those who think little of him.
They laugh again. Fiona.
Stop it! Stop it! Both of you! You're just jealous and you can never measure up to such a great lord like Lord Farquaad!
Yeah, well, maybe you're right, princess. But I'll let you do the measuring when you see him tomorrow. Fiona looks into the sunset.
Tomorrow? It'll take that long? Shouldn't we stop to camp?
No, that'll take longer. We keep going.
But there's robbers in the woods.
Donkey.
Whoa, time out, Shrek. Can't be starting to sound good.
Hey, come on. I'm scarier than anything we're going to see out here in this forest.
I need to find somewhere to camp now.
Both Donkey and Shrek's ears lower as they shrink away from her. Mountain cliff. Shrek has found a cave that appears to be in good order. He shoves a stone boulder out of the way to reveal the cave. Hey, over here. Donkey.
Shrek, we can do better than that. I don't think it's fit for a princess.
No, it's perfect. It just needs a few homey touches.
Homey touches? Like what? He hears a tearing noise and looks over at Fiona. Just turn the bark over off a tree.
A door. Well, a gentleman, I bid thee good night.
Goes into the cave and puts the bark over the door behind her. Donkey.
You want me to read you a bedtime story? I will. I insist.
I said good night.
Shrek looks at Donkey for a second and then goes to move the boulder back in front of the entrance to the cave. While Fiona is inside. Donkey.
Shrek, what are you doing?
Shrek. I just thought, you know, come on, I was just kidding. Or not, Shrek and Donkey are just sitting around the campfire. They're staring up into the sky. Shrek points at a the stars' constellations to Donkey. And, that one, that's Throwback, the only ogre to ever spit over 3 wheat fields.
Right, yeah. Hey, can you tell my future from these stars?
The stars don't tell us future, Donkey. They tell us stories. But there's Blood Knight, the Flacient. You can guess what he's famous for.
I know you're making this up.
No, look. There he is. And there's the group of hunters running away from the stench.
That ain't nothing but a bunch of little knots.
Shrek, you know, Donkey, sometimes things are more than they appear. Forget it. Donkey heaves a big sigh.
Hey, Shrek, what are we gonna do when we get our swamp anyways?
Shrek, our swamp?
Donkey, you know, when you're through rescuing the princess.
Shrek, we? Donkey, there's no we. There's no our. There's just me and my swamp. The first thing I'm going to do is build a 10-foot wall around my land.
You cut me deep, Shrek. You cut me real, just deep, just now. You know what I think? I think this whole wall thing is just a way to keep somebody out.
No, do you think?
Are you counting something, Shrek?
Never mind, Donkey.
Oh, this is another one of those onion things, isn't it?
Shrek, no, this is one of those things, drop it and leave it alone, type things.
Why don't you want to talk about it, Shrek?
Why don't you want to talk about it?
Why are you blocking?
I'm not blocking.
Oh, yes. Yes, you are.
Donkey, I'm warning you.
Who are you trying to keep out?
Everyone, okay?
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
As he grins. At this point, Fiona pulls the door away from the entrance as they came to peek out. Neither of the guys see her. Shrek. Oh, for the love of Pete, gets up and walks her to the edge of the cliffs and sits down. Donkey,
what's your problem? What are you against the whole world anyway?
Shrek, look, I'm not the one with the problem, okay? It's not the world who seems to have a problem with me. People take one look at me and go, ah, help, run, a big, stupid, ugly ogre. They judge me before they even know me. That's why I'm better off alone.
You know what? When we met, I didn't think you was big, ugly, and stupid ogre.
Yeah, I know.
So, are there any donkeys up there?
Well, there's, Gabby the Snail. And Annoying.
Okay. I see it now. The big, shiny one right there. That one there.
Fiona pulls the door back. That's the moon.
Oh, okay.
Duloc Farquaad's bedroom. The camera pans over a lot of the wedding stuff. Soft music plays in the background. Farquaad is in bed, watching as the magic mirror shows him Princess Fiona. Again. Show me again, mirror. Show me to me. Show me the princess, says Farquaad. Mirror.
The mirror rewinds and begins to play from the beginning.
Oh, perfect. Farquaad looks down at the bare chest and pulls the sheet up to cover himself as he gazes sheepishly for Fiona at the image in the mirror. In the morning, Fiona walks up from the cave. She sees Shrek and Donkey, who are still sleeping. She wanders off into the woods and comes across a bluebird. She begins to sing. The bird sings along with her. She hits higher and higher notes as the bird struggles to keep up with her. Suddenly, the pressure of the note is too big, and the bird explodes. Fiona is looking sheepish, but she eyes the egg that the bird left behind. Time-lapse, Fiona is now cooking the eggs for breakfast. Shrek and Donkey are still sleeping. Shrek wakes up and looks at Fiona. Donkey's talking in sleep. Donkey.
Yeah, you know I like that. You know I like that. Come on, baby, I said I like that.
Shrek. Donkey, wake up, as I shook him.
What? Wake up. What?
stretches out and yawns.
Good morning. How do you like your eggs? Says Fiona. Donkey.
Good morning, princess.
Fiona gets up and sets the eggs on from.
What's all this about?
Says Shrek.
You know, we kind of got off to a bad start yesterday. I wanted to make it up for you. I mean, after all, you did rescue me.
Shrek. Thanks. Donkey sniffs the eggs and licks his lips. Fiona.
Well, eat up. We've got a big day ahead of us.
As she starts to walk off. Later, they're once again on their way. They're walking through the forest. Shrek belches.
Donkey. Shrek!
Why, it's a compliment. Better out than in, always say.
Starts to laugh. Donkey.
Well, it's no way to behave in front of a princess.
Fiona belches.
Fiona. Thanks.
Donkey.
She's as nasty as you.
Or. Shrek chuckles.
You know, you're not exactly what I expected. Well, maybe you shouldn't judge people before you get to know them.
She smiles and then continues to walk, singing softly. Suddenly, from out of nowhere, a man swings down and swoops Fiona onto a tree. Robin Hood.
La Liberté.
Wait, no.
La Liberté. Hey.
Princess. To Robin Hood. What are you doing?
Be still, my chérie. For I am your savior. And I am kissing you. And I am resting you from this green. Kisses her arm. As Fiona pulls back in disgust.
Beast. Shrek. Hey, that's my princess. Go find your own.
Please, monster. Can't you see I'm a little busy here?
Fiona, getting fed up.
Look, pal. I don't know you. Who do you think you are?
Oh, of course.
How rude. Please, let me introduce myself.
Oh, Merryman.
Laughs. Suddenly in the car. Accordion begins to play in the background while merry men pop out from the bushes. They begin to sing Robin Hood's theme song.
Two, ta, da, da, da.
Who I stole from the rich and give to the needy. He takes a wee percentage.
But I'm not greedy. I rescue pretty damsels. Man, I'm good. What am I swearing?
Break it down, I like to fight honest and a saucy little maid. What's he's basically saying he likes to get a paid. So when an ogre's in the bush, he grabs a lady by the tush. That's bad, that's bad. When a beauty's with a beast, it makes me awfully mad.
He's mad. He's really mad. It takes a blade and through it. Your heart, your eyes on me, boys, cause I'm about to get through it.
There's a grunt as Fiona swings down from the tree and knocks Robin Hood unconscious.
Man, that was annoying.
Shrek looks at her. Admiration.
Oh, you little.
Shoots an arrow at Fiona but ducks out of the way. The arrow flies towards Donkey, who jumps over and strikes on it and gets out of the way. The arrow proceeds to bounce off the tree and another fight, but sequence begins and Fiona gets a cry yell and then proceeds to beat the crap out of the merry men. There's a very interesting Matrix moment when Fiona pauses mid-air to fix her hair. Finally, all of the merry men are down and Fiona is walking away.
Shall we?
Shrek then proceeds to say.
Hold on, hold the phone,
drops Donkey and begins walking after Fiona.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on now. Where did that come from? What? That, back there. That was amazing. Where did you learn that from? Well,
wait. No, that back there was amazing. Where did you learn that?
Well, when one lives alone, one has to learn these things in case there is a gas endpoint. There's an arrow in your butt.
What?
Turns around and goes, oh, would you look at that? He goes to pulls it out, but flinches because it is tender. Oh, no. That's all my fault. Sorry.
Donkey walking up.
Why? What's wrong?
F- Fiona. Shrek's hurt.
Shrek's hurt? Shrek's hurt? Oh no! Shrek's gonna die!
Donkey, I'm okay.
You can't do this to me, Shrek. I'm too young for you to die. Keep your legs elevated. Turn your head and cough.
I'm gonna read that again.
You can't do this to me, Shrek. I'm too young to die. You keep your legs on there. Turn your head and cough. Does anybody need some himwitch?
Donkey, calm down. If you want to help Shrek, run to the woods and find me a blue flower with a red thorn.
Blue flower? Red thorns? Okay, I'm on it. Blue flower, red thorns, don't lie.
Shrek.
What? Shrek, if you see a long tunnel, stay away from the light. Please, please, okay, Shrek?
Donkey, says Shrek and Fiona.
Oh yeah, right, blue flower, red thorns.
As he starts to run off. What are the flowers for? Fiona, like his obvious question.
For getting rid of Donkey.
Shrek. Ah. Fiona.
Now, you hold still, and I'll yank this thing out.
Gives the arrow a little pull. Shrek jumps. Ow! Hey, easy with that. With what you're yanking. As they continue to tell, Fiona keeps on going after the arrow, and Shrek keeps dodging her hands. Fiona,
I'm sorry, but it has to come out.
Shrek, no, it's tender. Don't do it.
Fiona, now hold on.
Shrek,
where are you?
Shrek, what are you doing? It's the opposite of help.
Don't move.
Shrek, look, time out.
Would you?
Grunt says Shrek puts his hand over the face to stop her from getting to his air.
Okay, what do you promise we do?
Elsewhere, Donkey is still looking for the special flower. Donkey.
Blue flower, red thorns. Blue flower, red thorns. Blue flower, red thorns. This would be so much easier if I wasn't colorblind. Blue flower, red thorns.
Shrek.
Ow!
Donkey.
Hold on, Shrek. I'm coming.
Rips a flower off a nearby bush. Just as that happens to be a blue flower with red thorns. The forest path.
Shrek. Ow! Not good, Fiona.
Fiona.
Okay. I can nearly see the head.
Shrek grunts and pulls out.
Ow! Oh!
He jerks and manages to follow Fiona on top of him. Donkey. Shrek, throwing Fiona off him.
Nothing happened. We were just,
Look, if you wanted to be all alone, all you had to do was ask, okay?
Oh, come on. That's not the last thing on my mind. The princess was just Fiona pulls the arrow. Turns and looks at Fiona and with a smile as she has the arrow in her hand. Ow.
Hey, what's that?
Nervous chuckle.
That's blood, Shrek.
No, Donkey faints. Shrek walks over and picks him up as they continue on their way. There's a montage of scenes as the group heads back to Duel Rock. Shrek is crawling up the top of a tree, making it fall over a small brook for Fiona so she won't get wet. Shrek then gets up, Donkey, across the tree, and they swing back into an upright position. Then Donkey flies off, Shrek swatting a bunch of flies and mosquitoes. Fiona grabs a nearby spider web, nuts on the tree branch, and runs through, swinging around to catch bugs. She then hands the bugs to Shrek, which begins eating them like a treat. As he walks off, she licks her lips and fingers. Shrek catching a toad and blowing it out like a balloon and presenting it to Fiona. Fiona catching the snake, blowing it up, fashioning it in a balloon animal for Shrek. The group arriving at a windmill that is near Duloc at the windmill scene. There it is. Princess, your future awaits you, says Shrek. Fiona,
that's Duloc?
Yeah. I know, you know Shrek thinks Lord Farquaad's compensating for something, which I think means he has a really small...
Shrek stops on the hoof.
Ow!
Shrek. I guess we better move on.
Sure,
but Shrek, I'm worried about Donkey.
What?
I mean, look at him. He doesn't look so good.
Donkey.
What are you talking about? I'm fine.
Fiona kneels to look at him in the eyes.
That was the always say, and the next thing you know, you're on your back, dead.
Shrek.
You know she's right.
Wait, you know she's right. You look awful. Do you want to sit down?
You know, I'll make you some tea for you, Donkey.
I didn't want to say nothing, but I got this twinge in my neck, and I turned my head like this. Look.
Turns his neck in a very sharp way until his head is completely sideways.
Ow! You see?
Shrek. Who's hungry? I'll find some dinner. Fiona.
Oh,
I'll get the firewood.
Donkey.
Hey, where are you going? Oh man, I can't feel my toes.
Looks and yelps.
I don't have toes. I think I need a hug.
Beats for feet, go follow Beats for feet. Sunset scene. Shrek has built a fire and is cooking dinner for Fiona to eat. Fiona.
This is good. This is really good. What is this?
Shrek. Weed rat? Rotisserie style? Fiona.
No kidding. Well, this is delicious.
Well, they're always so great in stews. Now, I don't mean to brag, but I mean, I make a killer weed rat stew, as he chuckles. Fiona looks at Duloc and says,
I guess I'll be dining a little differently tomorrow night.
Shrek, maybe you can visit my swamp sometime. I cook all kinds of stuff for you. Swamp toad soup, fish out tartar, you name it. Fiona smiles.
I like that.
They smile at each other. Shrek, princess?
Yes, Shrek?
I was wondering, are you going to eat that? Donkey chuckles.
Man, this isn't romantic. Just look at that sunset.
Fiona jumps up.
Sunset? Oh no, I mean, it's late. It's very late.
Shrek, what? Donkey.
Wait a minute. I see what's going on here. You're afraid of the dark, aren't you?
Yes, that's it. I'm terrified. You know, I'd better go inside.
Don't feel bad, princess. I used to be afraid of the dark, too. Hey, no way. I'm still afraid of the dark. Oh, no!
Shrek says, Fiona.
Good night.
Good night. Fiona goes inside the windmill and closes the door. Donkey looks at Shrek with a new eye. Donkey.
Oh, now I really see what's going on here.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I don't even want to hear it. Look, I'm an animal and I got instincts. And I know two of you were digging on each other. I can feel it.
You're crazy. I'm just bringing her back to Lord Farquaad. Donkey.
Oh, come on, Shrek. Wake up and smell the hormones. Just go and tell her how you feel.
Shrek. There's nothing to tell. Besides, even if I did tell her that, well, you know. I'm not saying I do, because I don't. She's a princess, and I'm a...
An ogre.
Yeah, an ogre.
Hey, where are you going?
To get more firewood. Donkey looks back at the large piece of firewood that is already here. Time lapse. Donkey opens the door of the windmill and walks in. Fiona is nowhere to be seen. Donkey.
Princess! Princess Fiona! Princess! Where are you, princess?
Fiona was at the donkey. Okay. Fiona was at the donkey from the shadows, but we can't see her yet.
Doggy, it's very spooky in here. I ain't playing no games.
So if Fiona falls from the railing, she gets up. Only until she doesn't realize. She gets up. Only she doesn't realize what she looks like. She looks like an ogre and donkey starts freaking out.
Ah! Oh no!
Ah! No! Help!
Fiona. Shrek. I meant donkey.
Shrek! Shrek! Shrek!
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Donkey.
What did you do with that princess?
Donkey, I am the princess. I am the princess.
There we all got it. Donkey.
It's me. In the body. In this body.
Donkey.
Oh. Oh my god. You ate the princess too?
To her stomach.
Can you hear me?
Fiona.
Donkey.
Donkey still aimed at her stomach.
Listen, keep breathing. I'll get you out of there.
Fiona.
No.
Donkey, Shrek.
Shrek, Shrek, Shrek. Shh. Shrek.
This is me.
Oh my god. Donkey listened to her eyes as she pets his muzzle in to quiet him down.
Princess, what happened to you? You're, different.
I'm ugly, okay?
Well, yeah. Was it something you ate? Because I told Shrek those rats was a bad idea. You are what you eat, I said. Now.
No, I've been this way a very long time. As long as I can remember.
What do you mean? Look, I never see you like this before.
It only happens when the sun goes down. By night one way, by day another. This shall have be the norm until you find true love's first kiss, and then take love from true form.
Ah, that's beautiful. I didn't know you wrote poetry.
It's a spell. When I was a little girl, a witch cast a spell on me. Every night I became like this horrible, ugly beast. I was placed in a tower to wait until the day my true love would rescue me. That's why I have to marry Lord Farquaad tomorrow before the sun sets, and he sees me like this.
Begins to cry.
All right, come now, look. It's not that bad. You're not that ugly. Well, I ain't gonna lie, you are ugly. But don't you look like this at night? Shrek's ugly 24/7.
But Donkey,
I can't keep this up much longer.
But Donkey, I'm a princess, and this is not how a princess is meant to look.
Princess, how about if you don't marry Farquaad?
Fiona.
I have to. Only my true love's first kiss can break this spell.
But, you know, you're kind of an ogre. And Shrek, well, you got a lot in common.
Shrek?
Outside, Shrek is walking towards the windmill with a sunflower in his hand. Well, I gotta take a sip of water. Shrek's walking outside. Shrek. Princess, how's it going, first of all? Good? For me too. I'm okay. I saw this flower. I'd give it to you because it's free and, well, I don't really like it, but I thought you might like it because you're pretty. But I like you anyway. I'm in trouble. Okay, here we go. He walks up to the door and pauses outside when he hears Donkey and Fiona talking.
I can't just marry whoever I want. Take a good look at me, Donkey. I mean, really, who can ever love a beast so hideous and ugly? Princess and ugly don't go together. That's why I can't stay here with Shrek. Shrek steps back in shock.
Shrek steps back in shock.
my only chance to live happily ever, to marry my true love.
Shrek heaves a deep sigh. He throws the flowers down and walks away inside.
Don't you see, Donkey? That's just how it has to be. It's the only way to break the spell.
You at least gotta tell Shrek the truth.
I can't even do that voice no more.
No, you can't breathe one word to no one must ever know about this.
What's the point of being able to talk if you gotta keep secrets?
Okay, that's a really good quote.
Promise me you won't tell. Promise.
All right, I won't tell him, but you should.
Goes outside.
I just know before this is over, I'm gonna need a whole lot of serious therapy. Look at my eye twitching.
Fiona comes out of the door and watches him walk away. She looks down and spots a sunflower. She picks it up before going inside the windmill. Okay, I'm gonna take a break. Oh, wow, this segment's 48 minutes. I am going to have to, take a 5-minute break. I'll see you in the morning. In the script, not actual morning. Okay, I'm back. It is now the morning. Donkey is asleep. Shrek is nowhere to be seen. Fiona is awake. She is plucking the petals from the sunflower.
I tell him not.
She quickly runs to the door and goes outside.
Shrek, there's something I want.
She looks and sees the rising sun, and as the sun crescent shines, she turns back into human. Just as she looks back, she sees Shrek stomping towards her.
Shrek, are you alright?
Perfect. Never been better.
There's something I have to tell you.
You don't have to tell me anything, Princess. I heard enough last night.
You heard what I said?
Every word.
I thought you would understand.
Oh, I understand. Like you said, who could love a hideous, ugly beast?
But I thought that you wouldn't matter to you.
Yeah? Well, it does. Fiona looks at him in shock. He looks back at her and spots a group approaching. Ah, right, on time, Princess. I've brought you a little something. Farquaad has arrived with a group of his men. He was very regal in sitting up on his horse. You would never guess that he's only 3 feet tall. Monkey wakes up with a yawn by the shoulder.
What did I miss? Spots the soldier's mouth. Who said that? Couldn't have been the donkey.
Farquaad.
Princess Fiona.
Shrek. As promised. Now hand it over. Very well, Ogre holds out a piece of paper.
The deed to your swamp cleared out as agreed. Take it and go before I change my mind.
Shrek takes the paper.
Forgive me, Princess, for startling you, but you startled me, for I've never seen such a radiant beauty before. I am Lord Farquaad.
Lord Farquaad? Oh no, Farquaad snaps his fingers. Forgive me, my lord, for I was just saying a short.
Watches as Farquaad is lifted onto his horse and set down in front of her. He comes to her waist.
Farewell.
Oh, that is so sweet. You don't have to waste good manners on the ogre. It's not like he has feelings.
No, you're right, it doesn't.
Donkey watches the exchange with a curious look on his face. Farquaad.
Princess Fiona. Beautiful, fair, flawless. Fiona, I ask you to take my hand in marriage. Will you be the perfect bride for the perfect groom?
Lord Farquaad, I accept. Nothing would make...
Farquaad interrupted.
Excellent.
Excellent.
I'll start the plans tomorrow. We wed.
Well, wait. Let's get married today, before the sun sets.
Oh, you're anxious, are you? You're right. The sooner the better.
There's so much to do. There's the carter, the cake, the band, the guest list, captain, ransom guest. A guard puts Fiona on the back of the horse. Fare thee well, Ogre. Farquaad's whole party begins to hurry back to the lot. Farquaad watches him go. Donkey.
Shrek, what are you doing? You're letting her get away.
Yeah, so what?
Shrek, there's something about her you don't know. Look, I talked to her last night. She's...
I know you talked to her last night. You're great pals, aren't you? Now, if you two are such good friends, why don't you follow her home?
Shrek, I want to go with you.
I told you, didn't I? You're not coming home with me. I live alone, my swamp, me, nobody else. Understand? Nobody, especially useless, pathetic, annoying talking donkeys.
But I thought...
Yeah. You know what? You thought wrong. Stumps off.
Shrek!
Montage of a different scene. Shrek is arriving back home. Fiona is being fitted for her wedding dress. Donkey at a stream of a river. Running into the dragon. Shrek cleaning up his house. Fiona eating dinner alone. Shrek eating dinner alone. Shrek's house. Shrek is in there when he hears a sound outside. He goes outside to investigate. Shrek. Donkey! Donkey ignores him and continues with Oizu. What are you doing?
I would think of all the people you would recognize a wall when you see one.
Well, yeah, but the wall's supposed to go around my swamp and not through it.
It's all around your half, you see. Your half, and this is my half.
Oh, your half?
Yes, my half. I helped rescue the princess. I didn't have to work. I didn't have the booty. Now, hand me that big old rock. That one looks like your head.
Well... Back off.
No, you back off.
This is my swamp.
Our swamp.
Shrek grabs the tree branch that Donkey is working with.
Let
go, Donkey.
You let go, stubborn jackass. Smelly ogre.
Fine. Drops the tree branch and walks away.
Hey, come back here. I'm not through with you yet.
Shrek. Well, I'm through with you.
You know, you, it's always me. Well, guess what? Now it's my turn. So you just shut up and pay attention. You are mean to me. You insult me. And you don't appreciate anything that I do. You're always pushing me around or pushing me away.
Oh, yeah? Well, if I treated you bad, how come you came back?
Because that's what friends do. They forgive each other.
Oh, yeah? You're right, Donkey. I forgive you for stabbing me in the back. Goes into the outhouse and slams the door.
Oh, you're so wrapped up in layers. Onion boy, you're afraid of your own feelings.
Go away. Now.
There you are, doing it again, just like you did it to Fiona. All she ever do was like you, maybe even love you.
Love me? She said I was ugly, a hideous creature. I heard two things you were talking about.
She wasn't talking about you. She was talking about, somebody else.
Shrek opens the door, comes out. She wasn't talking about me? Well, then who was she talking about?
No way. I ain't saying anything. You don't want to listen to me, right? Right?
Donkey, tell me.
No. Okay.
Okay, look, I'm sorry, alright? I'm sorry. I guess I'm just a big, stupid, ugly ogre. Can you forgive me?
Hey, that's what friends do, right?
Right. Friends.
Friends.
So, what did Fiona say about me?
What are you asking me for? Why don't you go ask her yourself?
The wedding. We'll never make it in time.
Never fear, for where there's a will, there's always a way. I have
whistles. I can't whistle, if you didn't know that. Suddenly the dragon arrives over him, flies low enough so they can climb on.
Donkey? I guess it's just my own animal magnetism.
They both laugh. Ah, Shrek, come here. Yeah, you. Yes, you. Give Stonky a new year.
Alright, don't get all slobbery. Nobody likes a kiss in the ass. Alright, hop on and hold on tight. I haven't had a chance to install the seatbelts yet.
Well, I'm really unlocking that voice. Some character development here. They climb around the dragon, and she takes off for Duloc Church. Fiona and Farquaad are getting married, the whole town is there. The prompter car guy holds up a car and is the Reverend Silencer. Priest, people of Duloc, we gather here today to bear witness to the union. Fiona, eyeing the setting sun. Of our new king. Excuse me, could I just get skip ahead to the I do's? Farquaad chuckles and then motions to the priest to indulge Fiona. Go on. Courtyard, some of you guards are milling around. Suddenly the dragon lands on the with a boom. The guards take off running. Donkey to dragon.
Go ahead, have some fun. If you need, I will whistle. How about that?
Shrek,
wait a minute. You want to do this right, don't you?
Wow. At the church door, what are you talking about?
There's a line you gotta wait for. The preacher's gonna say, speak now or forever hold your peace. That's when you say, I object.
Shrek, I don't have time for this.
Hey, wait, what are you doing? Listen to me. Look, you love this woman, don't you?
Yes.
You wanna hold her?
Yes.
Please her? Yes!
Singing James Brown style.
Then you got to go try a little tenderness. The chicks love that romantic crap.
Alright, cut it out. When does this guy say the line?
We gotta check it out.
As the priest talks, we see Donkey's shadow through one of the windows. Shrek tosses him up so he can see. And so, by the power invested in me, says the priest, outside. Shrek, what do you see? Donkey,
the old town's in there, inside.
I now pronounce you husband and wife, outside.
They're at the altar.
Priest, king and queen. Mother outside. Donkey,
Mother Fletcher, he already said it.
Shrek. Oh, for the love of Pete. He runs in without catching Donkey, who hits the ground hard inside the church, running toward the altar. Shrek.
I object!
Wait, I object. Fiona. Shrek? The whole congregation gasps as they see Shrek. Farquaad. Now, what does he want? Shrek to the congregation as he reaches to the front of the church. Hi, everyone. Having a good time? Are you? I love Duloc, first off. Very clean. Fiona says, what are you doing here? Shrek, really? It's rude enough being alive when no one wants you, but showing up uninvited to a wedding? Shrek, oh, yeah, Shrek says. Fiona, I need to talk to you. Fiona says, oh, now you want to talk to me? It's a little, late for that, you suppose? So, if you'll excuse me, Shrek, but you can't marry him. Fiona,
And why is that?
Because he's just mourning. He's just marrying you so he can be the king. Farquaad.
Outrageous, Fiona. Don't listen to him.
Shrek. He's not your true love, Fiona.
And what do you think about true love?
Well, Shrek says, well, Farquaad.
Oh, this is precious. The
ogre has fallen in love with the princess. Oh, good.
Or, as he laughs, the promoter guy, the prompter guy, holds up a card that says laugh. The whole congregation laughs.
Farquaad. An ogre and a princess. Shrek.
Is that true?
Farquaad. Who cares? It's preposterous, Fiona, my love. We're but a kiss away from our happily ever after. Now kiss me. As he puckers up his lips and leans towards her, but she pulls back. Fiona says,
by night, one way, by day, another.
To Shrek.
I wanted to show you before.
She backs up as the sunset changes into her ogre self. She gives Shrek a sheepish smile. Shrek, well, that explains a lot. As he smiles. Farquaad,
oh, it's disgusting. Guards, I order you to get that out of my sight. Now, get them both.
The guards run and separate Fiona and Shrek. Shrek fights them. Shrek, no, Fiona.
Shrek!
This is hocus pocus. Alters nothing. This marriage is binding, and that makes me a king. See? Fiona.
No, let go of me. Shrek.
No.
Naturally.
No!
Oh, Farquaad. Don't just stand up there, you morons.
Shrek. Get out of my way, Fiona.
Arr!
I knew a better arr than that.
Arr!
Here we go. Oh, crap. I forgot I'm still in this parking lot. I probably need to get out of here. It's getting a little late. Actually, I'm almost done.
No, Shrek.
Holds danger in front.
And as for you, my wife.
Shrek. Fiona?
I'll have you locked back in that tower for the rest of your days. I'm king!
Shrek manages to get a hand free as he whistles. Farquaad.
I will have order. I will have perfection. I will have...
Donkey and the dragon show up on the dragon as he leans down and eats Farquaad.
Arr! Arr!
Donkey.
All right. Nobody move. I got the dragon here and I'm not afraid to use it.
The dragon roars.
I am a donkey on the edge.
The dragon belches and Farquaad's crown flies out of the mouth and falls onto the ground.
Donkey, celebrity marriages, they never last, do they?
The congregation cheers.
Go ahead, Shrek.
Shrek, Fiona?
Yes, Shrek?
I love you.
Really?
Really, really, Fiona.
I love you too.
Shrek and Fiona kiss. Felonious takes one of the cards and writes "aw" on the back of it and shows it to the congregation. Congregation,
"aw."
Suddenly, the magic of the spell pulls Fiona away. She's lifted up into the air and she hovers there. The magic works around her, whispers,
until you find first love's first kiss, and then take love's true form. Take love's true form. Take love's true form.
Suddenly, Fiona opens her eyes wide. She consumed the body spell and is slowly lowered to the ground. Shrek going over to her. Fiona, are you all right? Fiona, standing up, she is an ogre.
Well, yes, but I don't understand. I'm supposed to be beautiful.
Shrek, but you are beautiful. They smile at each other. Donkey chuckles.
I was hoping this would be a happy ending.
Shrek and Fiona kiss, and the kiss fades into the swamp. their wedding kiss, Shrek and Fiona are now married, I'm a believer. Oh, Smash Mouth starts playing in the background. Shrek and Fiona break apart and run through the crowd to their wedding carriage, which is on a giant onion. Fiona tosses her bouquet, which is both Cinderella and Snow White try to catch it, but they end up getting into a cat fight, so the random catches the bouquet instead. The gingerbread man has been mended somewhat and now has one leg and walks with a candy cane. Shrek and Fiona walk off as the rest of the guest party and Donkey take over singing. Man, God bless us, everyone. Donkey, as he's done singing and we fade back.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, I can't breathe.
The end.